Right, where was I? Where was I? Where was I?
Sam yelled.
Oh, yes, Sam. So I went to see Sam. He said, I went with the foreman, who was Fred Rainer, his name was. He said, go for a walk around with Fred. So I went walk around with Fred. And when I come back, the wages has gone up. I've gone up with another grade. Mm-hmm. And I was tractor driver. Mm-hmm. I went as tractor driver there. And he says, when can you start? I said, oh, about 1 o'clock. And he said, no. He said, let the book, the paperwork finish first and start Monday. I said, righto. Mm-hmm. So Monday morning, I went to Tatton. I was there for 15 years.
Yeah. Did you tractor drive the whole time, or did you do lots of
things? No, I was tractor driving for about 12 months. That's grass cutting, lawn mowing, you name it, I did it. Carting leaves in. Then I had to go and Sam and Fred walked down to me on the tractor one day, and he said, switch it off. He said, I want a word with you. He said, how are you fixed for going into the nursery and running the nursery? He says, you go up a grade, to grade 4. And this is, what's the name, this is as high as you can get at Tatton. Next one is the foreman-like gardener. Master gardener, really. He says, yeah. He said, yeah, all right, I'll do that. So I did for quite a while. Mm. And then I run the nursery, and then we got all different sorted out there. Mm. And I went to Bob, who was the foreman. Mm. He's a Liverpudlian. Mm. He was a grandfather as well. And we all had our different areas, and he was my foreman, you see, then. And we had the orangery, the fernery, and all round the flower beds and different places. But I still had the nursery, and I grew things for the rest of the garden I did. Like my sotus, which is forget-me-not. Pollies, dahlias. We grew a lot of dahlias for the Italian garden. And I grew them in the nursery, dug them up, and then they went down to the down to the Italian, you see, and they planted them on there. And when I was there, I had I was in bed actually, and I had a heart attack. And came downstairs from Gaveston. 3 times I came downstairs, run downstairs, went back up again, came down again. She's still there. So Val said, you'd better go to the doctors tomorrow. So I went to the doctors. And she said, I think it's a stomach upset. So she gave me some prescription, went to the chemist, got me a prescription, came home here, having me lunch, car pulled into the close, it was the doctor. She said, I've sent your ECG to my friend at Leighton. She said, you've had an heart attack. I nearly had another one when she said that. And she said, you'll have to go into Leighton. She'd not finished talking, ambulance came for me. It was December. Val had gone out with her friends from work, where she was in charge. She was in charge, manager of this learning difficulties place. And she rang her up here on her mobile. And she came home. I was in the ambulance then. All these And I went to Leighton. I was in Leighton for a week. And I came home, and it was the year as the tsunami hit. 2004, was it?
Not sure.
Tsunami at Indonesia and that round there. And I watched that on the sort that came out on the Christmas Day. And then I went in Withenshaw for a triple bypass. And I said to the guy as I was all the way along, as I can go to him now and see him. And I said, well, how serious was the heart attack? He said, heart attacks are always serious. He says, the first 24 hours are worse. He says, but you seem to have managed that yourself. I don't know whether digging trees up did it or not, I don't know. But coming downstairs and running back up again mustn't have done any good. But I've got the mark there. Triple bypass.
Did you go back to work?
I did, yes. Yeah, I went back to Tatton. I did. I went back for about 9 months, probably, and then I retired. I retired before my time, right?
Yeah.
But when I'd retired, I wished I hadn't done. And Sam, I don't think Sam wanted me to retire either. But he never said, let him retire, you know. But he retires in next March. I must go and see him.
He's just had a garden at Tatton, the flower show, did you?
Yeah, we used to set up there as well. Yeah, set up with Sam there,
Yeah.
He was another nice fella, grand fella Sam is. And I went back to Tatton, used to set up at the flower show. I used to drive on the tractor on the showground and everything. Yeah, we had a good time there.
So looking back, particularly at your time at Caldwell's, what did you enjoy most of that long working career there?
The summer and apple picking, I think. Yeah, that was like having a show. Yeah. You know, it was fun.
Did you have lots of other people came in?
Yes. Students and these three ladies used to come in. They used to pick the fruit. We'd have, of course, we got 3,000 black currants in the nursery. They'd all got fruit on, and we used to sit down amongst these and pick these, you see, as well, and get about 200 or 300 weight of black currants, and sell them in Manchester Market or in the local shop in Knutsford. She's not there now. Her name was Miss Bailey.
I think we may have a contact. I'll have a look in a minute.
Yeah, Miss Bailey, her name was. Don't think she. Well, she's not there now. She must be dead now. It's too long ago for care to remember, really. Yeah. 50 years, like.
Yeah. And what about the not so good? The things that weren't so good about working in that sort of.
Nothing really, I don't think.
No, it's good.
Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah,
I know it was hard work, but and I'm suffering from it now. But
it's just
this knee, but I don't think he did it anyhow because I got kicked on that knee with a cow once, so. So, all these things are sent to try you, they tell me.
Anything else you think? You know, you haven't told me about, or anything else that you think would be helpful to talk about at Caldwell's?
Of course, we've had trouble. We have trouble everywhere, though, don't you? Men falling out, trying to settle it down. That was the biggest. Trying to stop men falling out amongst themselves. Well, we got through it. Water under the bridge now, anyway. And it's all Yeah, I've enjoyed me. I've enjoyed my working life. Well, Mr. Lehman made me knuckle down to you see, because
of... like a good boss, that, yeah.
Yeah, he was. Mm. He was, yes. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. He, very clever fella he was. Mm. Mm. I met quite a few of his friends, met her. Mm. I think I met her. Professor from Reading University once, a friend of his from, where was he? Oh, round Australia that way. He's a road building engineer in, oh, I forget the island where he was, it's only an island. Forget where he was, but he was,
yeah.
He was, yeah. And I can't even remember his name. Yeah, we had some good times, good times. I used to mow his lawn when he was on holiday and look after his dog. And his father was a vicar. Mm. He was a nice fella as well. Lovely fella he was. A real old-fashioned country vicar he was. Alderley Edge, he was a vicar of, I think. Went out helping out at Low Beaver, I think, as well. Of course, he married his son, his daughters. But Mr. Lehman his first wife died. Very sad that was. She was a lovely, lovely woman, she was. And he got Victoria and Daniel, children. And then he adopted two as well. That's how he was. He was a good man. Really, really good Christian, Don was. And I used to call him Chief. How that came about. With the Latvian, in no transport, on his bike. And Don would go into, I'm going into the main nursery, John. He said, do you want anything? His name was John as well. Janisin, Latvian. Do you want anything? He said, yeah, he said, bring me a loaf, German sausage, something else. He says, an orange thins. They were biscuits. And he said, righto. Yeah. And we were working in the orchard, doing something, forget what we were doing. And Mr. Lehman's coming down the orchard there. And under his arm, he's got a loaf of bread. And on the front of the loaf of bread there, said Chief. It was Chief Bread, you remember that? A long while ago. And he said, hey, oh, here's the Chief coming, he said. And ever after that, I called him the Chief. And I call it, and he'd write me a note. He said, the Chief. He used to sign himself the Chief. So it was all good fun, yeah. As I say, there were some ups and downs, but apart from that, they were good times, really. Mm. I ever got my time over again, I'd do the same again.
Yeah. Well, John Prince, thank you very much indeed for taking part in these interviews. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you.